由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
Thank you for tuning in to this brand new series of messages.
感谢你收听我们天路导向一系列的全新信息。
And we're going to talk about the coming of Jesus Christ.
在今个系列当中，我们要分享到耶稣基督的降临。
Jesus was not just a prophet who was born and then later called to be the Messiah.
耶稣不单只是一位曾经活在世界上面被称为弥赛亚的先知。
No, Jesus came from heaven.
不单只是这样，耶稣乃是从天而来的。
And that is why his birth was prophesied hundreds of years before he was born.
所以在耶稣降临的好几百年前，先知一早已经预言到他将要生在一个世界上面。
That is why the coming of Christ is at the center of Christianity.
这个就是为什么基督的降临成为基督教的核心的原因。
Advent is the heart of the scripture.
基督降临是圣经的中心。
Advent is God's method of dealing with the human race.
基督的降临成为了上帝解决人类问题的唯一方法。
History moved toward the advent of Christ until it was accomplished.
历史朝着基督的降临一步一步地迈进，直到祂实现。
And in him, history itself found its fulfillment and explanation.
而且在耶稣基督身上，历史终于寻索到他自己的意义和目的。
The message of the prophets,
先知的信息，
The songs of the psalmist,
诗人笔下面的诗篇，
They all came into their final crescendo announcing the birth of Jesus Christ.
他们都终于来到最终的高潮，就是要宣告耶稣基督的降临。
From that advent of Christ, all subsequent movements have proceeded.
耶稣基督的降临带动了历史的进程。
The Old Testament theme was Christ is coming into the world.
旧约的圣经当中，他的信息主题就是要讲到基督即将要来到世界上面。
It is vitally important, therefore, to understand the purpose of Advent.
所以了解基督降临的意义是非常重要的。
Why did Christ come from heaven?
为什么基督要从天上面降下来呢？
First,
首先第一个原因，
He came to destroy the works of the devil.
就是说他是要来摧毁魔鬼的工作。
Secondly,
至于第二个原因，
To eliminate the power of sin.
他是要来到消灭罪恶的势力。
Thirdly,
至于第三个原因，
To reveal the Father.
他要向人去彰显父上帝的荣耀。
And fourthly,
最后第四个原因，
He came to lay the foundation for the second advent.
耶稣基督来到是要为他第二次的降临奠定基础。
You can state them backward.
无所谓的前后次序。
You can change them around.
随便我们怎样去调转。
But these truths are the four foundations of the purpose of advent.
总之以上这四点就是耶稣基督降临的四大目的。
Destroying the work of the devil,
就是摧毁魔鬼的工作。
Taking away sin,
除去罪恶的势力。
Revealing the face of the Father,
彰显天父的面貌。
And moving the kingship of God toward consummation,
同埋要彻底实现上帝国度的王权。
Let's today look at the first purpose of Advent.
今日就让我哋一起去探讨耶稣基督降临嘅第一个目的。
Namely, to destroy the works of the devil.
亦都系摧毁魔鬼嘅作为。
The enemy here is described as the devil.
喺呢度，我哋所指嘅仇敌就系魔鬼。
In the Gospel according to John, chapter 8,
根据约翰福音第八章咁样话，
Jesus said that the devil is a murderer from the beginning. He is a liar.
耶稣话从起初开始，魔鬼就系杀人同埋讲大话嘅。
Later on, we are told that the devil put it into the heart of Judas to betray Christ.
后嚟我哋睇到魔鬼撒旦将出卖耶稣嘅意念放咗喺犹大心中。
What kind of a person is this devil?
咁究竟撒旦系点样嘅一个人物呢？
He is a murderer.
佢系一个杀人犯。
He is a liar.
佢系一个讲大话嘅。
He is a betrayer.
佢系一个叛徒。
And the fountainhead of sin and lawlessness.
撒旦更加是一切犯罪和不守真理的根源。
What about his work?
那究竟撒旦做了什么呢？
His work is that of murder and destruction of life.
他专门去杀人和做毁坏生命的勾当。
His work is that of being a liar and the extinguisher of light.
他的工作就是讲大话和带来黑暗灭绝光明。
His works is being a betrayer.
他专门去出卖人。
Which is a violation of love.
他专门去破坏真爱。
His work is lawlessness.
撒旦的工作是不认识真理和不认识法律的。
Which is breaking and destroying the law.
他是会破坏和毁灭法律。
These are the works of the devil.
这些都是魔鬼撒旦的工作。
As a murderer, he is not satisfied with only destroying physical life.
作为一个凶手，撒旦不单止满足于毁掉一个人的肉体生命。
But his great desire is to destroy life eternally.
他更加一心一意，他最大的愿望就是要将人推去永恒灭亡的深渊当中。
His main work is to keep men and women alienated from God.
他主要的工作就是要让男人女人都远离上帝。
His biggest preoccupation is to keep men and women spiritually blind so they cannot know God.
他处心积虑地去整盲男人和女人的眼睛，他心灵的眼睛，让到他们不能够认识上帝。
He will tell them that it is fine to be religious, but you cannot know God personally.
他迷惑人地说，你可以做一个教徒，可以做一个虔诚的人，但是你却不可以和上帝建立一个亲密的关系。
The devil knows that he cannot keep religion out of the world altogether.
撒旦明白从世界上去消除宗教观念是不可能的。
So he deceives people into being religious but not lovers of God.
因此他就欺骗人，你可以接受宗教，但是你千祈不要爱上帝。
On a physical realm,
归根究底在我们的肉体世界当中，
All the diseases, the pain, and the hurt of the world.
这个世界的一切疾病和痛苦，
They are ultimately the result of sin and are among the works of the devil.
其实都是撒旦所带来的罪而引起的后果。
The Greek word for murderer literally means a slayer of men.
在希列文当中，凶手其实就是杀人犯。
So the devil's ultimate desire is to slay us spiritually.
因此撒旦最终的目的就是要让我们的灵性死亡。
Also to slay us mentally.
同时要摧毁我们的知识，我们的心灵。
By blinding men and women toward God.
而 让我哋睇唔见上帝嘅存在。
He slays us physically.
佢伤害我哋嘅身体。
By bringing all manner of disease and death.
佢使到我哋患各种嘅疾病，甚至死亡。
But he is more than all of that.
但系你唔好以为撒旦咁简单。
He is a liar.
撒旦更加系一个欺骗者。
When a person lies, that person operates in secret.
当一个人讲大话嘅时候，佢就会鬼鬼祟祟。
He operates in darkness.
佢就会喺暗中去动手脚。
Once a lie is exposed to the light,
但系当佢谎言一旦被拆穿
，it is no longer a secret.
事情就会真相大白，唔再系一个秘密。
So what Satan does is extinguish the light so that people stumble along the way.
所以撒旦千方百计咁样去阻止光去照入人嘅心里面，咁样人就会好轻易咁样绊倒。
My listening friend, please listen carefully.
各位亲爱嘅听众朋友，请听我嘅说话。
All ignorance.
所有嘅愚昧。
All despair,
所有嘅绝望。
All wandering over the trackless desert of life,
生命当中一切嘅迷失同埋彷徨。
Are all due to the extinguishing of light,
都系因为人里头嘅光变得昏暗。
The liar is the one who brings darkness into a situation.
欺骗者魔鬼就是形成黑暗的罪魁祸首。
Thirdly, his work as a betrayer.
另外第三样，撒旦是一个叛徒。
We see it in the way he entered into the heart of Judas and planted the seed of betrayal.
我们从犹大身上可以看到，当撒旦进入他的心中的时候，他就起了出卖耶稣的念头。
For 3 years, Judas looked like a disciple.
在耶稣传道3年以来，犹大看起来跟其他门徒好像没什么分别。
He acted like a disciple.
他的所作所为也都好像一个门徒。
But in reality, he had a private agenda.
但是事实上，犹大是有私心的。
He wanted Jesus to get involved with the zealots.
他想耶稣加入他所在的粉锐党，就是抗议的党派。
They were the revolutionary party that wanted to overthrow the Roman authority.
他们是企图推翻罗马政府的革命党。
And when Jesus refused to get involved in politics,
但是当耶稣拒绝和政治有瓜葛的时候，
Judas became bitter.
犹大的心非常之苦。
Judas became angry.
犹大是非常之怒。
And Satan took advantage of that and planted the seed of betrayal.
而撒旦亦都乘虚而入，将出卖耶稣的意念放咗喺犹大嘅心中。
But my listening friend,
但是各位亲爱的听众朋友，
Satan does the same thing today.
撒旦今天的工作仍然是一样。
He plants the seed of betrayal.
他还在播散着悖逆的种子。
Betrayal between husbands and wives.
他让夫妻之间互相背叛。
Betrayal between two brothers in Christ.
他让主内的肢体是彼此争斗。
Betrayal between family members.
他在家人中间去挑起争端。
In the case of a married couple, for example.
打个比方，例如在夫妻当中。
When an argument develops that isn't resolved, what happens?
当他们有了争论，互不相让的时候，究竟有什么事会发生呢？
Satan comes to one of the spouses and says,
撒旦就会去到他们其中一个人的心中，说
Your spouse is not fair to you.
喂，佢咁对你系唔公平噶。
You deserve better than this.
你完全可以得到更加好嘅待遇啊。
At that point, Satan provides you with an opportunity to betray your marriage vows.
或者喺呢个时候，撒旦就会俾你一个背叛婚约嘅机会。
The problem is that we are often too blind to see Satan's schemes.
但系个问题就系我哋好多时候系睇唔清楚撒旦嘅诡计。
What is the work of the devil?
究竟撒旦嘅工作系乜嘢呢
？All jealousy.
撒旦嘅工作系包括一切嘅猜疑。
All cruelty.
一切嘅残忍残酷。
All envy.
一切嘅嫉妒。同埋妒忌
，all strife，
一切嘅争竞比较
，they are all the work of the devil，
佢哋全部都系魔鬼嘅作为。
But Jesus came to destroy all of this，
但系耶稣嚟到就系为咗摧毁魔鬼嘅作为。
That is why Jesus gave us the formula of how to overcome the devil，
呢个就系点解耶稣话俾我哋听，我哋点样先能够胜过魔鬼。
That is why Jesus commanded us to overcome Satan's works.
所以耶稣要我哋胜过撒旦嘅作为。
When jealousy begins to take hold of you,
当嫉妒、恨怨控制你嘅时候
，When resentment begins to raise its ugly head,
当你怀恨在心、火冒三丈嘅时候
，Stop right then and pray.
停低祷告。
It is a liberating experience to pray for your enemies.
为仇敌祷告，其实就系让你得到解脱嘅最好方法。
And to bless your persecutors.
更加要为嗰啲逼迫你嘅人去祝福。
Do you know what it means to pray for your enemy and bless your persecutors?
唔知你明唔明白乜嘢先叫做为你嘅仇敌祷告，为嗰啲逼迫你嘅人祝福呢？
It means that you are entrusting them to God's justice.
依个就系话你要将呢件事交托俾上帝，让上帝嚟主持公道。
And do you know what that is like?
你知唔知咁样会发生咩事呢
？Although God's justice might not be evident immediately,
即使上帝嘅公义唔系立即彰显。
But God's justice is far more severe than human justice.
但系上帝嘅判断比人嘅判断要严厉得多。
And when you trust God to bring justice,
假如你信得过上帝必定施行公义嘅话
，you will have peace in your life.
你嘅心里面就会有平安。
Oh yes, Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil.
冇错，耶稣嚟到就系要为咗消灭撒旦嘅作为。
Finally, Satan is the man of lawlessness.
最后一点，撒旦系无法无天，系目无法纪嘅。
Now, this does not mean being without law.
依个唔系代表话佢冇法律。
It means being against the law.
而系话佢专门同法律作对。
It means being a lawbreaker.
亦都系话撒旦就系一个破坏律法、犯法嘅人。
So that all the wrong that is done in the world,
所以所有喺世界上面嘅罪恶
，whether it is done toward God or toward people,
无论系得罪上帝或者系得罪人嘅
，are all the works of the devil.
全部都系撒旦嘅诡计。
So the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil.
因此，上帝嘅儿子降世为人，彰显喺世界上面，就系为咗要摧毁魔鬼嘅作为。
Not only restrain sin,
佢唔单止要遏止罪嘅蔓延
，but root it out and break it down.
更加，佢要将罪恶。连根拔起，彻底消灭。
Not just limit sin，
佢唔单止要限制罪恶横行。
Not just alleviating sin，
佢唔单止要缓和罪嘅伤害。
Not just neutralizing sin，
佢唔单止要解除罪恶嘅势力。
But to destroy it，
佢要彻底毁灭佢。
Advent was not merely the birth of a little child who will be a model man.
基督降临并唔单单系一个孩子嘅诞生，而一个细路仔就会未来成为人类嘅楷模，唔系噶。
But there is more to it than that.
佢嘅意义远远比佢大。
Advent is God Himself destroying the works of the devil.
基督嘅降临乃系讲到上帝要亲自来到这个世界消灭魔鬼的作为。
You say, what does that mean to destroy?
可能你会问，究竟什么才是消灭呢？
It means to dissolve or to loosen.
消灭其实就是解体或者是瓦解的意思。
It means that which had been a consistent whole,was broken up and scattered and wrecked.
亦都系讲佢要将原本顽强嘅成个打碎、瓦解同埋毁坏。
Jesus's advent was to loosen the consistency of the grip of the works of the devil.
耶稣基督嘅降临就系要粉碎撒旦嘅作为，让佢原本胜券在握嘅完全失败。
The cohesive forces that made the devil's work strong,
Satan 邪恶嘅势力
Jesus broke them up,
完全被耶稣基督粉碎
Jesus came to destroy hatred through the gift of love.
耶稣嚟到用爱消解咗仇恨
Jesus came to destroy lawlessness by the gift of obedience to the Lord.
耶稣来到是用对主的信服摧毁了叛逆。
Jesus came to loosen, to break up, and to destroy the negatives which mar and spoil.
耶稣来到瓦解、打碎，并且消除了一切恶势力所带来的污染和腐败。
And he did this by bringing the positive that makes an uplift.
耶稣基督的来临重建了同埋修复了我哋。
Jesus came to destroy death by the gift of eternal life.
耶稣来到消灭了死亡的权势，并且带来永远的生命。
For Jesus said in the Gospel of John,
因为耶稣在约翰福音里面话俾我哋听。
For this is eternal life, that they should know you, the only true God.
认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这个就是永生。
This gift of eternal life destroys death.
一个永生的恩赐消灭了死亡。
That is why Paul could say,
因此保罗能够这样讲。
Oh, death, where is your sting?
死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？
So Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil by giving us the gift of eternal life.
所以说耶稣来到就是要摧毁撒旦的作为，带给我们永远的生命。
As for darkness, it no longer has hold over us.
黑暗来讲，它再不能够控制我们。
The light of the Word of God is here to guide us.
上帝话语的真光是要照亮我们，去引导我们。
The light of the Holy Spirit leads us into all truth.
圣灵的光是要带领我们进入一切的真理。
As for hatred, Jesus destroyed hatred by his gift of love.
至于仇恨，耶稣基督已经用他无限的大爱这种恩赐去消灭了一切的仇恨。
I'm sure some of you probably asking,
我相信有一部分的听众或许会问，
If this is the case, why do we still have crime and violence and hatred?
如果是这样的话，为什么世界上面还有罪犯、有暴力、有仇恨呢？
Why do we have hatred and prejudice and pride and wickedness?
如果是这样，为什么在世界上面还有憎恨、偏见、骄傲和邪恶呢？
Well, you have not seen what it was like 2,000 years before Christ.
其实 可能你只是未见过在耶稣降临之前2000年的境况。
It was far worse.
那时的情况比我们现在简直有过之而无不及。
True, we see the works of the devil all around us still.
没错，我们看到撒旦仍然非常之猖獗。
But we also see victories over his work all over this world.
但是在世界各地，我们也都看到上帝的确战胜了撒旦一切的罪恶权势。
We believers have victory over Satan and sin here on the earth.
在世界上面，很多基督徒都能够战胜撒旦和罪恶。
Which was impossible before Christ.
这些东西在耶稣基督降临之前，其实是不可能的。
But we will have complete victory after his second coming.
但是我们知道，当主耶稣基督再次降临的时候，我们就会完全得胜。
The victory we are experiencing now is only the beginning.
我们现在所取得的胜利只是一个开始。
The ultimate victory is coming.
最终的胜利还在后面等着我们。
It is dawn right now.
现在正正就是黎明的时分。
But bright sunshine is coming.
灿烂的阳光将要照耀大地，将要普照全球。
It is not very visible now.
虽然现在基督仍然不是很明显。
But the brightness of the sun is on its way.
但是上帝儿子的荣光即将要照亮大地。
And there we shall see Jesus as he is.
那个时候，我们就要亲眼去看到他荣耀的本相。
But the question is, are you ready?
但是，个问题就是，你预备好迎接他没啊？
Are you sure if Jesus Christ comes back today that you will be with him?
如果耶稣基督真是今日回到来我们当中，你究竟有没有把握永远同他同在？
Are you sure that if you were to die right now, you will be in his presence?
你相不相信如果你今日要离开这个世界，你有把握去到主耶稣基督那里呢？
You can have that assurance today.
今日你就能够得着一个凭据。
Ask God to forgive you of your sins.
请你去求上帝赦免你一切的罪。
And invite his son Jesus Christ to be the Lord of your life.
并邀请上帝的儿子耶稣基督进入你的心中，成为你生命的主宰。
And he promised to accept your invitation.
他应许必定会接受你的邀请。
And we hope that you'll write to us and tell us that you've invited Christ into your life.
我们很希望你能够写信给我，万峰或者麦克牧师，告诉我们你怎样接受主耶稣基督，分享你的见证。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿上帝大大赐福给你，我们下次天路道向再会。